Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, we're on, lads. Keep the ball on the ground. Hand and pot.
Hand and pot.
I'm back to the wrong start here, aren't we?
Right.
This remember, is where it started, isn't it?
This is my first show here, mate. Hand and remember?
My first hostage set up back into on it.
I turned up with the hair not gel, fake tan on. And it was just the podcast when the cameras in.
I remember.
Shambles.
See that week
look at you now, though.
I'm flying there, aren't
I? See that week I met you at Hampden, you had the leather jacket on.
Aye.
Was that the second time?
That was the second time I wasn't even going to go on that day and you told us to come in on it. What a decision that was you made on it.
Best decision. Change your bum life, didn't it? By the way, I like your haircut. Do you know how you look like the wee guy in Wedding Crashers, the artist? Do you know the wee guy that puts his sock into Vince Vaughn's mouth?
Ties him up to the bed.
Didn't he?
What's his name?
Are you
I see
that's
you
a look alike, isn't it?
Have you got a haircut ready for the hydro? Or are you looking like thin out a wee bit more?
He got them shaved, didn't he, for the hydro?
I have to appreciate
we had to put names down for the guest list for the hydro last night, didn't we? So, what about some of the names?
Big names,
isn't
it? Big
names,
isn't
it? Celebs. 25 celebrities on the list for me.
Kevin had a bit of a hard time to dentist this morning, didn't it? Oh. What was it, 3 years to get the smell of jet off your breath?
Mate, honestly, the dentist has don't even start me with that dentist this morning. I'm raging.
Yeah, what?
I'm actually boiling.
What, because of your teeth?
No, teeth are fine. Wait a minute, let's not talk about teeth here. Because I've seen somebody in at a clinic this week getting his teeth that colour there. Right? I was expecting to turn up today to see this gleaming Simon Cowell smile. Why did you ask for yellow? Homer Simpson.
Yellow high vis, isn't it? They're security guards for the hydro.
To be fair though, it just shows you how yellow your teeth were originally.
Oh mate, they were barking, weren't they?
That's
when you go red wine, mate.
When you go back for the second round,
I need to go back next week and get it done.
And that's your own, mate. You don't want to change the way you are, innit? Somebody's got manky teeth and they're a legend. No. Don't know who that is.
Grosvenor.
Ah,
standing treble, it's still doing it.
Did he do alright weekend, Andrew?
Aye, 3-0, mate. Beat Hampden 3-0.
Supposedly Tommy Tuchel goes and watches them train, didn't he?
Aye. Tried to drag somebody at half time, though, didn't he?
Any odds, any bet, any sport.
Decent.
Took the wee man down to London to meet them as well.
Mate, I've had a disaster though. See the night before London, I was like, myself, I need to dress a bit different, mate. Turn up with two old guys, jumpers on, t-shirts. How bad is it looking?
The V night was alright.
Think so.
Was that a Grosvenor meeting that?
Grosvenor,
Big things, innit?
Big things.
They got that big headquarters still in London?
Biggest building in London. Moisey's House.
Was it Moisey's House?
You missed a flight, didn't you?
Missed a flight on the way back.
In the morning, you woke up, missed a flight and everything.
Boys will be boys, Kevin.
Are you quiet in London, was it?
No, I've got a video for that I need to show you. Me in the back, you see the wee cyclist that cycled in the hang. I'm in the back of it. I found it on my phone.
What, and you never even told us that you had that happen, so you forget all about it?
I forget all about it.
Mad at it?
Oh, mate. Bloated, man. You're in some shape on the way back, in the train.
Oh, mate, I was in a bad way.
That's a few train journeys, you mean, you've had? Mm-hmm.
I've seen a different side in the last couple of days. He's flattened because of that Peter Head result.
Oh, mate. I told you the penalty for Leeds.
Soft,
mate. Mate, five penalties against us in the last five games. It's unheard, isn't it?
I think that.
I've not died.
I think you need to lay off the refs on the show. I think that's the problem.
I think that's what I was thinking. I don't think we do give refs a time.
I think we need to give them a bit.
Changed Bobby Madden's bum life, haven't we?
Aye, true.
Is it self-discipline at training? What are you doing with it?
Mate, I'm delighted with our boys. Honestly,
it's your life.
Couldn't criticise them. Being look at an opposition means nothing, but we're out-possessioned Cove, who are for me the best possession team in the league. So boys are being brave, taking the ball, we're down the bottom. We hangs are not turning
for us. Can't sleep at night and that.
Anxious. First time I've had it in my life, mate.
But can you say it?
Night before games especially, mate.
Aye, but that's good in terms of like a point that you care.
Yeah,
and that means you.
Oh, of course I care.
I don't know if we'll have it much longer.
No,
I think so. No, so 3-1 has to host it.
It's got to be you, isn't it?
We're going to hold auditions for the three.
Aye.
The day, innit, after this.
Right, well, we'll do it right now. Right, so all three of you give a wee, have a wee try at the intro and then go straight to the Grosvenor bit.
Aye,
okay. Right, so who's going to go first? Kevin, you go.
So what would the intro?
Yeah, see, right, so you need to say welcome to keeping the ball there.
Right. If he's came into an interview and asked right away,
he's not got a job.
It's a negative. Right,
try and address your address. Okay. Of yours,
welcome to Keaton. I don't even know what we do.
We've only done this for about 3 years.
I know, but chance. I don't, like I say, I never take any notice. So what is it? Keeping the ball on the ground.
Yeah.
Right. Welcome to Keeping the Ball on the Ground. How are we, lads?
Grosvenor.
Good weekend, boys.
Yeah, good.
Aye, no as good a weekend as Grosvenor Sports, eh?
Oh, yeah.
What a result we had, by the way.
Onto the deal, but.
What a deal, what deal? You weren't staying, you weren't a 3-for-1? Not a problem. Hey, without this podcast, it wouldn't be the same without Grosvenor. Any odds, any bet, any sport, sign up now.
Oh,
Kevin.
I'm not doing that.
No, come on,
he's still. I can't do that.
Andy's choking at me.
Welcome to Keeping the Ball on the Ground. Grosvenor Sport 21 unbeaten outstanding prospect at Treble.
He wasn't sure what he was going to say.
I can't get that TC word down, didn't I? Oh, I had to get that big word down there.
Thomas Court word down.
TC, yeah.
I like it, Andrew.
Tried that, but come on.
No, I don't like all that.
Come on, you've hosted it before, you were brilliant.
I just take my own way. I don't like doing all that.
You're a star, you're not a presenter.
I'm not a presenter. No, you don't want to put
I'm Maverick.
Maverick.
We hold the piano, you play it on it.
Exactly.
I hold that one.
Sometimes you just go, alright, people, I'm Roma, but mate and David.
Hold something else.
Free roll,
you've got
a
right, talking to Mavericks, Tommy Gravison's coming to Hyde.
Wow.
It's been can you believe it?
But it's been the one, it's almost been the biggest day in open goal since it started, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was the one that kicked off all the mad stories, and every guest that almost came on, also had a Gravison story, and I can't believe he's on. But supposedly, no joke, on the meeting that he had to get him on, he's after you, mate.
I think that's why I kind of say, I can see his baldy head in my fucking nightmares, mate. He's going to batter me at
the
Hyde.
What was the comment he said? Make sure me and Simon will give the fans what they really want to see.
I'm going to give the fans what they really want.
I think the prospect of him on the show is anything could happen. Eh?
Yeah.
Anything could happen.
The thing is, he'll back up all your stories. And like,
no, you'll say they're lies.
I know, but the majority of these stories are 99% lies. But see that 1%, right? They'll be amazing, but it's the stories he'll tell that we don't know. And I think that's what's going to be a treat for
the. The good thing is, though, as well, Kev, you never know what you're going to get Tommy like.
I know, the crowd's obviously going to be up for it because by the time, obviously, we know what's happening, but by the time we get to that point of Tommy, they're going to be buzzing. He's going to ride with the crowd. And I can see him doing a surfing. And,
well, we better turn it up.
Aye.
Are you going to slap his baldy? Baldy arse or baldy head? What would you have to slap?
His head, innit? I'm made an arse man, but I would like his head.
Can you imagine? What do you think he'll make if he walks in the dressing room and the Jets tied to a radio?
Oh my days.
I need to change that.
It's fucking roasting in here, isn't
he? I need to change that.
By the way, what a man Steve Clark bring his coffees there.
I know, what a guy, mate, with the black
sea
ages on
as well. New, though, is he?
He was doing that, he was shuffling in like that, the coffees, and he's playing sea ages, isn't he?
By the way, does Gravison still live in, what's it like, Vegas?
I think he's back in Denmark, mate, because he's doing the telly in Denmark.
A sky in it, coming over for us.
By the way, see the hydro, we found this out, we get our face up on the wall.
Do we, aye? That's not great, is it? He's got a cut of tickets.
Is he?
Oh.
No chance.
But he's brilliant. He got
100%.
He's looking for two tickets.
I have interviewed the Jet. His Romanov stories had me in fucking tears.
I remember.
The basketball one was brilliant.
Amazing.
But
he's
brilliant.
He's a world champion.
World champion.
Make sure you congratulate him for winning the basketball world championship.
How would you look back at your time not in goal?
Different class, mate. Loved it. Loved every minute.
Can you believe this is actually happening now?
Hi mate, you've just been smashing it for years. I've just rode the wave, mate.
You're still talking about.
I'm not talking about.
What have you been smashing for years? Will you be anxious, nervous?
Aye, definitely. 100%. Completely different, innit?
Yeah.
Have you ever done a best man speech?
No.
Is that one of the most nerve-wracking experience you've ever had in your life?
Yeah, it's hard.
So that's it's public speaking, and it's something that you're. You can maybe stand in front of a camera and do an interview, but public speaking is different.
If you think back to it.
You're going to say the live show?
I think back to the live show, Andy, when you're sitting there telling a story and it's getting like a fucking shit sandwich and you're sitting there and he's nudging you going, that's a great story, keep going. And you know it's shite.
It's when he goes like that to you in front of people, congratulations on the worst story ever.
So I'm saying that.
Every night we come to that show, we kept saying to Andy, tell that Barry Barron story again.
Oh,
no, the bit is all.
No,
tell stories on that show, I'll never tell
someone will hear it.
No, listen, it'll be unbelievable. I'm not shit myself, but it'll be unreal, won't it?
Aye.
2 weeks to go.
Actually, you got to look back at the live shows now and think, that was unbelievable. Aye, like, that month was brilliant.
Like at the end
we're thinking then 22, man. We could have just done one night.
Aye, the final. Aye. Or Scotland games.
I know. But we're rehearsing today in Hampden, and we've sorted in it. Stevie Clark's going to pretend to be Gravison.
Yeah,
some man.
So we've got my pro cue and I wonder if you'll.
He's
I'm telling you now, right? I think Tommy will turn up with Celtic Club suit, and there you go.
I think so.
Check himself off. Never had the fucking hang off, and he was at Celtic, mate. I told you he came back a year later for a game, and he had the still had the club suit on.
That's brilliant for him, isn't it? Surely he's not still got that now.
I mess a couple of players that played with him to see if I get a couple of stories to ask.
Done the same thing.
Aye.
Have you? Oh, we'd get in.
Aye. Did you get in?
A couple, but I want more after him, I've got to be honest with you. So I might need a phone call and say, no, I need a specifics. Aye. He's telling me, like, in general what he was like.
Don't want that.
Is he? No. I need a specific story that I can ask him, but I'll get it with him.
Nah, it's going to be a great night.
Johnny Woodgate's come down.
Get Jonathan Woodgate up, he's gorgeous, man.
Do you know what, though? He's funny as well. He would be good for a podcast.
Mate, get him up.
He played with Ronaldo and all,
didn't he? Fat Ronaldo,
Did he play with Beckham?
He's the best player in the world, lad.
See, Woodgate, to be fair, Woodgate
missed a chance in training. Ronaldo would have scored that, lad.
But probably didn't hit the heights he should have because of injuries.
Nah,
he was very good, Woodgate. Mate, Woodgate was unbelievable.
Was he obsessed with Ronaldo?
Oh, I love Ronaldo, mate. Wait till you hear him talk about Ronaldo. His eyes, see the way we talk about him? See the way I talk about that's what he's like with Ronaldo. You should see him, lad.
He's
unbelievable.
Would you ever cane Ronaldo, not him?
I used to say, like, somebody was better than Ronaldo and he'd fuck his lid, man. He told you down for like 20 minutes. Say Ronaldo's the best lad. He'd shout that to you.
If he
holds me down on stage, you need to fucking help me.
No, mate, he's a bear.
That's the best.
I played against him. He's strong as an ox.
Alec Ray said, we met him in the West End, and Alec Ray said, Gravison's the strongest player I've ever played against.
He's one of these centre mids that.
He's big, though, isn't he?
Just like, I don't know what you call the strength, but it's like unnatural, like.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
But did you not see his body before? That's
mate. But mate, he'll hear nae comms about like making it awkward as fuck at Hydro and just holding me down for 20 minutes and no saying a word. That's what you need to realise, so you will need to jump on him.
No chance.
He's getting nervous, isn't he? That'll be bottom level has his trembling.
But like,
tell you what, no playing him at Heady Tennis.
He's playing the winner.
Oof.
Oh, for sure.
He must be unbelievable at it. Must be. Why have I got a head?
He's the best head tennis player I've ever seen.
Would you say that, Andy? Why you got a head?
I just found a fucking
head, mate.
Just found a blonde pube in my mouth.
you must have played against him, Kev, now.
I did, aye. Sunderland, Everton. Got in a tussle, actually. I've got a picture of me and him in a tussle.
Aye, you said something about that. You kept trying to get off him.
Aye.
I can't even talking about football.
No, I know.
You sort of talk about nonsense all the time.
What was that? They toss a coin, we talk about Celtic Rangers first.
We'll go Celtic first, won't we?
Aye, shite.
Oh, wait, whoa. So what in terms of what the performance or the result?
Just in general, I think.
79% possession.
I know, but no point in the other possession side, you kind of put the ball in it.
So what does that come down to? Is that the manager?
Comes down to probably. Bad decision making in the final third, I would say. Livy, to be fair to Livy, right, they always gave Celtic a hard game at Livy, so I don't know what it is, why they seem to turn up. The goal's very, very avoidable. We give Stephen Walsh a bit of benefit of doubt last week because he was dropped. We thought that was a wee bit...
Harsh.
He's back in the team this week. He's got an opportunity to... So, when that ball's come over, you as a centre-half must realise that don't let him get across the front of you. Put your arm up, block him, whatever. And he's just switched off for a few seconds. Great touch by Shinny. Unbelievable finish.
Do you think that's down to missing the last couple of games of Stephen
Walsh?
That's
what I was going to get to. So my point then is, about the dropping is that...
Mate, what the fuck is he doing? What is he doing? Mate, what are you doing?
You better get used to this, because you're getting the sack soon. You better get used to...
Okay. You know why he's doing it? It's fucking because we're talking about Celtic, innit?
Keep it rolling. Keep going, Kev.
But the thing is, then he's maybe questioning, I need to play better today because I got dropped last week. Mm. So maybe trying a wee bit too hard or a wee bit maybe anxious he makes a mistake because he's worrying in case, or if Thingby comes back in, I'm out next week. So there's probably an element of that, but Celtic didn't deserve anything. I know you say about 79% possession, but did they really cut Livingston open and had like unbelievable chances? I think Turnbull had a couple of ones that maybe on a different day might have been in, but... You get what you. How do you manage it? I don't think they deserve to beat Livingston. I think the problem now it highlights that when key players are injured, Celtic's lack of depth is telling.
Yeah, and to play how he wants to play, I don't think the players outside the first 11 are good enough to play that way.
Yep.
Would you agree with that?
We've got a couple of big players missing, haven't they? Yeah. I was actually, I've got to be honest, right, I was looking at the team that shaped up against Betis on Thursday and I thought, it's going to be a big ask for Celtic to get it. And see, to be fair, they were very, very good against Betis going forward. It's arguably the best they've played this year, but don't go away when we're talking about Celtic, mate.
Have you finished it yet?
Was it a weekend? Sit and take your medicine.
But Andy, what I will say, the way they played that first 30 minutes, and I've not said this for, I can't remember how long, that's the best I've seen Celtic play football in years. Against top opposition. The style of play, mate. I mean, I think they need to persist with it. I don't think Celtic could be near Rangers in the league this year, but I think they need to persist with them, because I think he needs two or three transfer windows to
Why
get
Why though? Him. Why do you not think they'll be near Rangers in the league?
Just because I don't think their squad's good enough to play how he wants to play. I think he needs three or four players in key areas that...
I think as much...
Big players missing, though, to be fair.
Yeah. As much goals as they could score in a game, they're just as equally susceptible to conceding as many. And that's the problem, I think.
But why are they so good at home but in no away? What's that, don't they?
Because I think most teams, say when you play Celtic at Parkhead, you go to Parkhead with the same mindset that it's going to be difficult. So automatically you sit in... And Celtic on that big park start passing things about in the thread. When you go to Livingston, and it's a bit more tighter, the AstroTurf surface, it's not quite as slick and as quite as fluent as at Parkhead. And you've got the crowd behind you, where the crowd are. You've got a crowd at Livingston, but
Celtic free stands a Celtic full.
I know, but I just
Livingston have got 1 point this year.
I know Livingston have been
regardless Celtic's team. I know Celtic's team maybe no strong, but they should be good enough to beat Livingston on based on this season. I don't know, it seems like, I mean, they play amazing with Betis, but I don't know.
I think they're poor, and I think they were poor at it last year as well, but when they lose the ball, they're not good at getting it back. No.
You still think that, aye?
Yeah, well, look at, is David Turnbull a player that when he loses it, he goes, when have you ever seen him dead? Does Rogic, Kyogo was brilliant at it. Yeah. I think that's where they were getting their success in terms of keeping teams penned in, but well, Yeti up there, Yeti doesn't go and get the ball back quick. When
if you look at the tempo...
That's what happens with the game, though. The goal, lose the ball, flip it down the side across and it's a goal.
If you look at the tempo that they played against Hearts at Parkhead, and Andy, you played in that game, it was 100 miles an hour getting that ball back at every opportunity. You didn't see that on Sunday.
No, that's Sunday, yeah.
So, how does that change? So, you say Kyogo.
I'm saying personnel.
Because it starts from
and that's what I'm saying. He needs to get players in that can...
But see what I would say, though, about like you're talking about in transitions, winning the ball back. It's difficult when you play... And I don't mean this in any disrespect whatsoever. It's just a fact of the matter is, when Livy lose the ball, 9 teams out of 10, they're going to flip it in behind because on the Astro, it doesn't run anywhere. No. It's going to check up. It gets Livy out the half. It gets them pinning Celtic in. And it's something that Livy have been brilliant at, especially against the Old Firm, because they've took a lot of points off of Celtic over the last couple of seasons. But then you're talking about us at Parkhead. We were trying to play out the press. So it's easier for Celtic to try and get at us and get it back.
Because you're only having to turn your back to go and get the ball.
Aye.
I've heard people saying as well, should they change every field? No, because you don't see Klopp, Pep going to be filming changing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But remember he's only been in the job 3 months. Like, I think Guardiola, when he first took over Man City, he never won any his first year, did he?
Aye.
No.
You know, I think he had the same problems with the way they played with the fullbacks coming in. He says we kept getting hit on the counter-attack. What Man City do well now is they fill people in that, don't they? See, when people are breaking on him,
he probably will need a few more transfer windows. Right?
Yeah, 100%.
I think Celtic...
Bolly starting yesterday, where's that came from?
I know.
He's Undertaker, isn't he? Where's he came from? When was the last time he played?
It was a long... 2020.
Was it no Kamala? People realised that he'd been away?
Yeah. But was it somebody who said his only crime was being too horny?
I know, that is poor. If that's the only reason that's poor, it should have been.
Because you'd be up every week, wouldn't you?
That's a weird
start with playing, right?
Don't be starting with week.
I think the most frustrating thing for Celtic fans is they see that Rangers are at the top of their game as well now. And they're dropping points against Livy and obviously other away games. And like there's an opportunity there to actually be up there challenging, up there maybe a few points clear. Can you get to January window in touching distance of a league title and able to go and add in what you might need? Because I think but if they keep going the way they're going, they might get to January where they could be 7, 8, 9 points behind Rangers, and it's a big ask.
Yeah.
So, because obviously Rangers dropped points at the weekend as well, but...
Centre-forwards are so important, though, aren't they? See, with Kyogo missing, it's...
Yeah. But it's not just centre-forwards scoring goals, it's centre-forwards starting the press, getting everybody else to see what's happening, pressing down one side, whereas I think Livy had like Livy had a couple of opportunities where it could have been like the save from Joe Hart, totally instinct.
Save.
Yeah. It could have been 2-0 and you're thinking to yourself. But for me, with the fact that Rangers have drawn the game on Saturday, it's not a crisis. James McCarthy, we can say that he maybe didn't have a great game, but he's just come back in. He's trying to find his feet again. It'll take him a few games before he gets up to speed. So it's just going to take time, but how much time do you give people? I'm not going to say, Ange Postecoglou, he'll get as much time as he needs, because I think in due course he will be a successful Celtic manager. But right now, there is still a transition of the old to the new. And because they started so well with Kyogo and things, maybe we get a wee bit excited. Mm. And then it's been kind of brought back down to earth a wee bit. So it makes it interesting.
I do. I love the style of play. I do. I really enjoy. I didn't enjoy watching Celtic last year. Yeah. But I actually do enjoy watching him this year.
I thought, listen, he's going to get time, of course, as he's just in the door. But you still need to put in a run of results together for the old firm. Because the most important thing is still winning.
Yeah,
definitely the results is the main factor. But I have said that you definitely see an improvement in Celtic this year in terms of personnel, the way they're trying to play. But I do think the biggest thing has been a couple of key players being out. Kyogo not being there makes a difference.
Callum McGregor makes a difference. Probably your two most important players, isn't there? But in terms of how he wants to play. Huh?
What was wrong with Starfelt? Was he injured?
I'm not sure. I was looking at it as well. Quite a small team, eh?
Aye.
Still vulnerable for set pieces. Very small team.
You got to give credit to Levy as well. Their record against the old firm over the last couple of years at home has been ridiculous.
Why do you think that is in the kind of pick-up points elsewhere?
Honestly, I do think it is. A lot of it is done to the Astro. And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, because they are literally just playing to their advantage with the play on every week.
Yep.
Mm. But how many times do you see a defender clearing the ball over the top? If it's on a grass pitch, if it's a rainy day, whatever it is, it's skipping out for a goal kick, but on that Astro, it just spins up, gets him up the pitch. 9 times out of 10, you need to knock out for a throw-in, and you get up the pitch and you start for there. But that being said, watching the game, they work so hard. Let these players off the ball. We talk quite a lot about St Johnson's team and how organised they are. You can see how well drilled like Callum Davidson's got them, how hard they work. Livy yesterday, how hard they were working off the ball. And like you said, they actually had a couple of chances. They could have scored a second goal. Bruce Anderson had won the second half as well. So,
Mickey Devlin, how good is he?
Doesn't happen to be a mate, does he?
Type him, aye. But he was unbelievable yesterday.
Took him out of the booking.
He's a good player.
Very good player. He should be in the Scotland set up.
Thought you'd stop drinking on a Sunday night.
Mate, he is. Honestly, there's no stopping him when he gets scored.
Nah,
he is. He's exceptional.
He's a good football player.
Yeah.
Well, will Livy pick up for here?
I think so.
Dave Martindale did say that the start to the season, he's not been disappointed. Even though the results haven't went their way, he's been happy how they performed. So that would indicate that getting that result yesterday might just be the result that kicks them on, because they might not play in the old firm now for a wee while. So they might have a run of games where they could pick up points.
They'd rather play them every week though, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. See as well, when you look at Livy's results, like they've lost by a goal every time they've lost. They've conceded in the 90th minute at home to Aberdeen. They've went away to Easter Road and only lost by a goal. So it's not like they've been getting battered every week.
Aye.
Last year showed that they're more than capable of going a run. Actually, a couple of personnel they've brought in. Andrew Shinney's a brilliant signing for
them. He played a tournament in Hong Kong when I was there.
Was he that?
Fucking, that's 20 years ago, mate.
He's done well, though, to keep going.
He's still half, aye.
He's had a good career, hasn't he?
Fair play to Davy Martindale for putting Shinney up there. Because he's not a natural
false striker. Nine. Davy Martindale's been in the false nine.
I didn't think that would have worked.
Coach Umbrin.
Aye. Tonight he was at
Davy Martindale with the cream chinos on.
Oh,
the
seen that, mate.
Brown chinos well, like
and
that.
He jumped up, man. Got hanging out. Not a problem. Loved it. Pair, gravy was hanging down the lot.
I must say, I hate that colour of chino.
Aye.
Oh,
brown eyes.
He's made nightmares, that colour of chino, man.
Have you paid the white trainers?
Oh, no, for me.
Davy's going to put them in the bin tonight.
Take you back to Carbon 2006.
It's that sort of look, isn't it? With the Rihanna print. Do you remember that t-shirt with the Anna print on the front?
With a mullet?
Aye. But I went out a couple of weekends, got one of the AJ Armani t-shirts. I was
exchange?
Aye,
wait a minute.
Honestly.
Have you heard that he's bought for the Hydro?
No.
They'll tell you what it is, but it cost 1,100 quid.
What?
Mate, I was in the town, right?
You put that in expenses?
He looked sick. Do you know when somebody's pestering you in your shop and he just wouldn't say no to them? I knew he was going to buy something. I was like, I'm leaving you.
Mate, I walked in and the guy's like this. What was it say? Hugo
Tommy Ball. Hilfiger and Hugo Boss is downstairs.
Downstairs, what did you guys say to me? So I was fucking fuming. I was like, is that right? So he's left us. And then I went and purchased this and I phoned him. I mean, I stood in the middle of Buchanan Street for genuinely an hour staring at his face on the phone. I'm like, I'm going to take it back. So he's telling me options how to take it back. He's like, why don't you wait till tomorrow? Because if you take it back then, they're going to know you can afford it. Or wait till tomorrow and see it didn't fit you. And then, mate, I have never felt this my whole entire life. Fucking ill.
But you didn't get a refund, you only got a credit note.
I see.
That's even worse.
Mate, worse credit note for a shop in London.
I got a message that night saying, you're going to get your money back. And I swear to God, my whole world just came collapsing. Mate, I have never. And it's not even something you could really wear that much.
Nah.
I don't know.
Nah.
Mate, that phone call with you and Steph shouting in the background as well, that, tell them it's fine, I'll take it back.
Mate, what did your mum say?
I met a few Ultimate Goal fans as well, they came up. And they're like, just keep it, bro. No, you're minted in that. It's like, mate, I'm no.
Mate, I've never seen you like you generally were like a pure days, man.
Mate, gee, so I swear to God, I'm not even joking, I was stoned. It was it. They shot at 7 at shopping. I was there at 5:45 and I stood in Buchanan Street till 7. But I need to get back. I was playing around in my head and mate, I don't know what I've done with that.
Is it nice though?
That is nice.
Why don't you wear it right on the hydro and then auction it off and get it?
That's what we're talking about, the options as well.
I might need to auction it and hopefully get. Listen, hopefully
take half the money back for yourself and donate the other half to charity.
Gravis, mate, see if you told Gravis and all this that you're skint night, I wouldn't even tell you like there's 11 quid.
Well, if I'm going to tell him I'm skint night, I'm telling him all the sad stories I've got there.
Kitchen, mate.
Oh my
kitchen
god.
How's the kitchen?
I need to sell the house before I finish it.
Somebody's scratching the doors like this.
You said that happened for doors or not? I've delivered kitchens, mate. The doors always get
smashed. See that?
Got delivered and I seen Lewis Capaldi run the key down it outside. brilliant. Cheers.
Oh, he's next door to you?
Yeah, next door now.
Have you seen a bit of him?
I seen him tied to the radiator a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, no. Do you hear much noise coming through the bedrooms? No.
Mate, I'm no joking. No, I actually heard tunes blasting.
Wait, is that?
Two weeks ago or something. It can only be him. The average age of my street is about 64.
So. What some street that now, innit?
That's the street you want to be on.
I know.
No, you don't.
That's the sort of street you drive up with the kids and say, one day
we'll be there.
Have to live there, huh?
Aye.
Life must be brilliant for you, is it?
No.
Don't let you enjoy it as much.
You need to be out about the West End there, didn't he?
Aye.
Just take me back to Coleman Road, mate. It's easier that way.
What, a wee one bed? Me, you and your
that's
ma.
That's a life,
though,
innit?
Me, you
and your ma. Aye, that'll be right.
I'll be your step now.
That's it, life.
I'd still be back.
I'd still be growing up, mate.
Might
not have had a lot, but you had everything.
But mate, see when people go up, oh fucking nut, I was growing up. Man, what a shite.
Nobody did.
Do you know what? Though, some people I grew up with didn't they, right, but we never had fucking that much either. But that was the happiest you were, but wasn't it?
Yeah,
unreal, mate.
Imagine I was your step now. I'd bath you in that at night.
Oh, that'd be good.
Would you come in?
Aye.
Would
you like that?
I'd sit behind you and just.
That'd be good.
Right, Rangers. Now, there's 6 points clear. We'll be thankful for that, or is it a missed opportunity
missed
with the draw?
Missed opportunity. I still don't think Rangers are anywhere near.
Why is that?
They were last season. Listen, I heard some people saying fans, and I don't agree with that.
Who's that person that tells you all the stuff?
Right.
You're saying fans.
No, listen. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It just doesn't seem even like that. The sort of like your Kent's, as I know he wasn't playing. Was he playing yesterday? No,
he's not.
He wasn't playing yesterday, but he's not hit his top form yet.
I think a load. It's a good few.
Again, is that the team chopping and changing a lot?
Or is it hard to hit top form?
Done that last couple of years. I actually thought first half's the best they've played this season.
I heard that.
But then second half was probably similar to what it's been the last few weeks. It was quite slow, it's quite laboured. But I think the biggest thing is just personnel's not hit their top form. Alfredo, Tav, Kenty, players that have been unbelievable for them for the last couple of years, just not quite at the level that we're used to seeing from them. Joe Aribo for me has been Rangers standout so far this year. I thought he was really good again yesterday. Glenn Kamara as well. But I think what Steven Gerrard said after the game, I thought was spot on, that for box to 30 yards out for Motherwell's goal, I thought they were good. First half, really, really good, but final pass is just letting them down. And you're talking about obviously making changes when you've not got personnel on form and the final ball is letting you down, you're going to make changes because you're expecting the next guy to come in to improve on that. But again, final ball letting them down yesterday, a couple of chances that they had to score the second, and a second kills a game, like night and day. And Stephen Davis, the one that he burst down on goal 2v1 with, I think it was Joe Aribo, Glenn Kamara, well, the last 20 minutes, and simple ball 5 yards to the right and he puits him through one and one, overhits it, something that you never associate David with. Talk about it 9 times out of 10, he always does the right things, but just the final ball at them doing yesterday. And then Motherwell, to be fair,
what did Motherwell do? Did they go and press high? Did they sit off?
I think Rangers dominated possession, so no, 9 times out of 10 they were camped in, but to be fair, they hurt them a couple of times on the counter attack. Tony Watt had a great chance in the first half, but
he'd have been in raging. You knew you'd have been raging.
I think he's got to slow himself down a wee bit, wait for the defender to come and then hold him off, get the ball on his right side and hit it. Whereas, as if he's waiting and waiting and waiting to get the ball down, the times he tried to get it down, the thing he's come across. But, Motherwell, see the big boy, was it Kevin Devine?
The one that he skipped him for the pitch deal.
He caused Rangers a few problems, by the way. He just stays central. He comes out wide as well and gets the ball. But
he's a drifter, isn't he?
Maybe Scotland
credit this league, credit this season.
Mate,
Rangers have dropped points.
Can you stop watching the Scotland game?
Dundee United, they dropped points. Dropped points yesterday. Celtic have.
You went back and watched it again.
Sorry, mate. Just I like seeing Forrest be nice and free.
Is this the fucking James Forrest best? Every time I walk around, it's wee James's face, man.
James Forrest compilation.
I need to change my seat.
Is this your video?
I stuck up before I came in. So yeah, what I'm saying is, you maybe need to give credit to the league, because we did say at the start of the season this might be the strongest Scottish league has been in a long time. You look, Rangers dropped points this year. Celtic three away games. So maybe the league is getting better. You need to give credit to I can't stop looking at it now because you've said that.
Sorry.
Motherwell going at the Ibrox, when would that ever happen?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen, do you know what I mean? So you need to give these teams massive credit. But on the flip side of that, are they two at their best?
You've done a Craig Beattie, you flipped it on.
So are they at their best? I don't think so.
Yeah. Could Motherwell be dark horses, Ken?
They already are. They're sitting.
It's a real fight to get in the top six this year, isn't it, for a lot of clubs?
Motherwell were questioned whether they would be of the.
It's a bag of Craig Beattie's pubes, I look, aren't
they? Ginger plants.
They were questioning to see if they were going to obviously try, because they had a bad season last year.
Bad League Cup start as well, was bad, yeah.
Whereas this time around, mate, they're flying.
Yeah.
They could actually win that game. So yesterday there was an argument for a penalty for and against. I think both could have been used and given as penalties. I think the one on the Motherwell player was a definite penalty.
Was it?
I think so.
What, one on Tony Water?
Aye. When Roof, was it Roof?
Aye.
And I think the one the Rangers won with the handball on Mugabe, I think that could have been given just because Mugabe's ball hand was away from his body. So the laws would indicate that possibly could have a penalty. But I think the problem with Rangers was they got the first goal early and they expected to go and get that second goal and they didn't. And when you don't get that second goal and you get to half time, a different team talk from Motherwell makes them come out and think, well, we've actually got a chance here. They get a chance to get their goal. And Motherwell probably are thinking at the same time, we might sneak a winner. And like Andy says, personnel. If you've got a Morelos that's playing and firing all cylinders, or Sakar that's playing regular firing all cylinders and scoring goals, Kent scoring goals, Zaribo scoring goals, Rangers go and win that game 2-3-4. But because they're not at that point yet in the season, one goal's not enough in these games, because the Motherwells, your Hibs, your Hearts and that, they've got capabilities to take points off Fulham, it's shown. And until Celtic and Rangers get to the heights that they hope to get to, these teams are going to continue taking points off them because they're no mugs.
Mm. Can I ask you a question, see you on playing and winning? Of course, it's the most important thing is to win. But is there an argument you'd rather see your team playing well every week than winning 1-0?
I think you've got more chance of winning games if you do play and dominate the ball.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's about getting 3 points.
And the sign of a good team is still winning when you're not playing well. That is the sign of a team that's... Because when they're firing, you expect them to start blowing teams away. But got to say, I can't really think of a game where I thought Rangers have been at our best level yet.
No.
Even in Europe against Leon. Leon are the top. I think they were the top seeded team in Pot 1, so they're a very good team. But Rangers have been a lot better than that in Europe over the last couple of years. And you could see that Leon are a good team. But
it's quite comfortable for Leon, though, isn't it?
I don't think they cause them as much problems as they would like to, and that they're capable of. But it's a long way to go in the season. Oh,
but it's a long way to go.
You're never going to beat your best if 5-6 you're attacking key players on the at their best.
That's it, as a manager, isn't it? You can only do so much. It comes down to the players at the end of the day, doesn't it?
Of course, it's always down to players. If they're not performing, and maybe can ask the players, why are you not performing? Sometimes a footballer, you just go through a spell where you can't quite get it going. Same in life.
Did you hear Tuchel yesterday after the game?
Exactly.
Amazing, man.
It's just, you've just got to accept sometimes that, see if one player doesn't quite turn up, you can maybe carry him. See when two or three don't turn up, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of the teams, especially Celtic and Rangers now, they're suffering with that, whereas Rangers have got a bigger squad, but they're missing key players. Celtic have got a big squad and they don't have a big squad, but when they miss key players, it's like they are, for me, Kyogo, McGregor are their two key players. Whereas Rangers, sometimes I feel that if you drop a Kin or a, you can bring in a Wright, you drop a Morelos, you can bring in somebody else. They've got.
But that's took 3 years to get to that.
That's what I'm saying. Where Celtic still have loads. Rangers were in that position 3-4 years ago when Gerrard came in initially, try to get players in. You've got to. Whereas these players at Rangers, like, there's no doubt that they will kick on eventually and that it'll take something, a result, one big night in Europe and away they go.
Europe, we need to speak to him,
exactly. It's just not at that point now. It's not as if it's not going to happen, because it will happen.
Get to that point.
See you on Tuchel hang. Can you,
Thomas Tuchel,
what was he saying after the game?
Talking about formation. He said, I hear everyone talk about formation shapes. He says, you can do as much formation and shapes as you want, but if your players don't have the energy and enthusiasm to win their individual battles, then the game's happy.
Does it?
Brilliant, mate.
See, but I was going to mention there about Thomas Tuchel as well. Like, I'm going to send you this YouTube video. Anyone that wants to watch it, just YouTube how Thomas Tuchel became a great coach. Wow. It's only 15, 20 minutes long, but
see the things we're getting people here, mate. How's this shit free?
Nah, it's brilliant. They talk about, like, obviously how we started. They started off at Mainz, and Mainz were like, route one direct. He came in. He said it's the first time in the history that the manager was the one that set up the training sessions every day. It was an hour and a half before. He was the one that was doing the dimensions of the pitches. He said for the first day he came in, he was like, while I'm here, we will never play an 11v11. Never. He says, because it gives you spaces just to play over the top. That's not what we got to do. So every game they played, whether it was small-sided games, a bigger pitch, they played in a triangle. So they would stop playing the channel. And he said, so I just had my players playing in extremely tight spaces. And then when it came to a Saturday and we're on a bigger pitch, he said everyone was comfortable, composed to play in any situation. And I was like, and then it's not just that 15, 20 minutes and there's a few things in it you're like,
I love him, he's my favourite manager.
Not a lot of situations here that happen with this, but he's apparently a bit of a bastard, by the
way. I brought up
Brigton, wasn't
he? Brigton.
Nut job. When did he get to
him? How did he end up there, Mainz?
Imagine Tam Tuchel in Brigton, man.
How did he get to Mainz, though?
He was running about with the Postal Boys, wasn't he?
It was a stag do, they went to a stag do. The foreign press?
Nah, I've said a lot of that. And you were saying there a lot of people didn't like him because of the way he was and stuff. So I've obviously...
But did I follow everyone else's opinion, mate?
No, I've never just been blindsided a wee bit. I didn't. And then when I seen him, sometimes I watched his football, I'm not sure. But
so that's his fourth half-time sub this season.
It's not working, change it, mate.
Mason Mount, who's usually one of the first names of the team sheet.
No popularity contest, mate. You know there to be players' pals, you're at one game of football.
I like that.
And do you know what? Like, when you know there's a difference between a top coach and us Scuddies here, watching the game, I never seen anything wrong with Mason Mount. Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
And then you see Mason Mount comes off half time, like, what the
fuck?
And then he comes off a canter. So you're like, that's a defensive substitution, that.
Aye. The game before, half time, he's not played him since.
And then actually came out in the interview and says, too many mistakes in that first game.
But then, when you listen to Tuchel's interview and Nuno's interview, Tuchel was raging.
Here's a cool fact: a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact: you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight.
Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I won 3-0, mate. Wasn't happy with things. Nuno after the games, I thought we'd done well. You never done well. You got back 3-0. Right. That's the difference.
I know.
This guy's not afraid to come out and just say, nah, not good enough.
I tell you what, I've said this before and I'll continue it. Wolves are the worst team in the world football to watch.
Aye. Brentford are my new favourite team.
No, Leeds. How Leeds are the best team in the world to watch, mate.
Brentford press high up the pitch and brilliant it, mate. Even Tony, I was saying to your boys when I was on Iran a couple of weeks ago when we got mate. Even Tony scored 31 goals last year. I've never seen somebody work so hard. 31 goals, you could easily just fucking boot up the ball.
He's doing it silly,
mate, he's doing it right back, tackling wingers. But for his team, mate, you should have seen him when they went down to 10 men. He's an absolute animal.
You'll know it unless your whole players are buying it.
Exactly, Paul. And Brentford, watch Brentford, mate. I love watching.
But they've got that thing we've spoken about before, haven't they? That signing that you. What was it again?
They sign players based on stats.
Did you see with Roy King going for Kane?
Okay, I was half watching it.
Brilliant. He just loved his body language.
No, he was good, but
drag him off.
And was Kane just chucking?
Oh, see, honestly, though. Kane's got every right to want to leave Tottenham. He's been there for 12 years.
They'll never win.
Scored a million and they're nowhere near the league. Nah. And he's apparently, shocking. It's apparently he's been promised about 3 years in a row that he's allowed to leave in the
shocking.
Summer.
Shocking.
But no matter how good somebody is, if you're a manager and he doesn't want to be there, there's no point in keeping him.
100%. Especially 150 million.
It affects your dressing room, especially when he's your best player.
You can't change. His mindset will be to still try and be professional as he can. But he doesn't want to be there.
No.
And he has unbelievable attributes in terms of his goal scoring and how he positions himself around the 18-yard box and stuff and his link-up play. But there's things he can't do. He can't run channels and he can't do other things. So when he goes to Man City, he'll just be required to just be that guy that puts the ball in the net. Yeah. A bit like Ronaldo when he went to Man United. Mm. He's went there. Ronaldo, if you watch the games Ronaldo's played in depth and think, what's he done? He's not done a great deal outside the box. See the minute he goes in there, comes alive, scores goals. He's been brilliant.
But seeing games like yesterday, Kane will just be deflated.
Aye.
Against
because he's not getting to touch the balls.
Deflated. That's where I swear to be playing my football.
See if you take Kane and Son out Tottenham's team, though.
Doug Shite.
Yeah, lucky for fresh top half.
Doug Shite.
Midfield at
Personnel
wings.
Compared to
Skip.
Even compared to Hoiberg. West Ham.
And Eric Dyer. Honest to God, he's trying to battle that fan for Bartley Bra. Shut up.
But we need to talk about, it's your favourite guy in Scottish football right now, Tam Courts, man.
Outstanding.
With a great result in the Dundee Derby. Will he be jubilant, Paul?
Oh, Simon Berry. He's excited.
Turn that up. What did he just say there?
Alexa, level 10, volume 10.
No, he wouldn't say volume. What would he say?
I don't know, but I've got to be honest, you're right. I think Tam Courts are an absolute hero.
Oh,
but stand this on the part of man that you've started has got me every week, mate. Honestly, I go home at
night. You're sitting thinking on a Sunday night, what am I going to say tomorrow?
I go home at night just laughing at that banner.
Do you think he's aware yet?
Apparently he loves it.
Why would he know? We're not slagging him, we're just saying
he's a big one. Which is what makes us love him there. Because that's my character's not. I mean, have a laugh.
No. Well, Jakey says the boys just enjoy the adulation.
You want a bit of
is it adulation?
Adulation.
That's the right word, isn't it?
Is it? Wow.
You're actually quite good with your words, aren't you?
No.
I bet he's doing a wee bit of research.
I've done research. I've researched all these
words.
Wow, we need to be careful.
Dundee skills, that?
Need to be careful.
A bit of turbulence. Might be a bit of turbulence along the way, but
aye.
He'll be.
I'll tell you what, though. First half wasn't great, was it?
Mate, it was 22 guys, drunk guys in a car park. I said that in the group chat.
But I'll get
just running into each other.
Second half was a lot better, I thought.
It was good, second half.
What about the man, the guy, Butcher, and the guys are right up the arse? Oh, I looked agony, didn't it?
But, mate, when Butcher went off, I thought Dundee United were better when the wee boy Levitt came on.
He was good, wasn't he?
How United want to play, I think you need a centre midfield player that wants to go and get on the ball. Butcher's good at what he does, going to tackle him, but...
The boy Hart's a decent,
good player.
Is he American? Canadian
or something? I think he's grand as Scottish, isn't he?
Decent.
I thought Charlie was outstanding second half.
I see that challenge right at the end.
He's a leader of men, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'd like to know how many times he thinks he's his hair in a game.
I've said that before, like, man. It's
serious amounts. It's like when he gets a free kick, I think he just runs over to take the free kicks so that the camera can catch him.
He knows
him
the camera's on him, didn't he?
What would Tam Courts call Charlie? Like, see,
an Adonis.
See him out in the pitch as like a captain. What would he call that?
Calling him Zeus, wouldn't he? Shouting Zeus.
Zeus to him.
Aye. see, talk about personnel. A few times that I've watched Dundee United this year, the boy Fuchs in the middle of the
good
pitch.
Good player, mate, Fuchs.
Aye, you liked him a lot, didn't you?
Yeah.
Very good.
No Fuchs given.
No, but he is.
Tam Courts kept shouting, no Fuchs given.
But generally, very good. Very good.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Industrious. Gets about the pitch, breaks up play, plays forward.
Moonwalk.
Good player.
Imagine he came next time he was playing United, he just came up to me like, fucking industrial.
Fucking industrial.
You had me industrious.
You had me industrious. Oh, are you starting to see the crystallisation of Dundee United?
Fill the day, innit?
Are you, Kev?
I don't know. I think
I need somebody that maybe helped McNulty, didn't I?
Aye. Obviously, there's no replace Shankland. But then saying that, Shankland wasn't even playing much when he came in. So Dundee United are actually not a bad side. We've got some good young players. Fuchs a bit experience in the middle. Like I say, the boy Harks, I think he's got a wee bit of guile about him. It's different. McNulty will score your goals, given the right opportunities. I thought Dundee first half were actually quite decent.
I think if they could get better
service to Griffiths, he will score goals. You can see the two chances he had. The one he came across, met the ball in the half hour. That was a great effort. The header was decent, to be fair. It could have easily went in, but second half, but then I felt like Dundee were playing too many long balls. Like every time they got a free kick deep, it was like hoofed out of the box. It was always like, let's aim for who's the big centre half that comes up?
Ashcroft.
Everyone was aimed at him.
Obviously,
he's good in the air, but seeing that seems to be too predictable, you can stop that very comfortably. And then there was too many times where the Dundee keeper was kicking the ball at his hands. I'd like to have seen them maybe try and play, but maybe that.
It's a shame his hands turned into fucking marshmallows just before that shot.
Mate, how's he no saving that? He'll be disappointed. Yeah. Maybe he's made a mistake. But it was a decent derby considering.
That was sure brilliant.
Of course it was. And it was like the first derby in God knows how many years, but it's good to have the Dundee derby back.
But I don't think Dundee play like that, Kev.
Ferguson spoke about it, says
Dundee really do try and play.
That's why I was a wee bit confused as to why like the goalkeeper was. I know the personnel, they might not feel comfortable playing it for the back, but I'd like to have seen them try and play a wee bit more for the back. Yeah. Maybe Jazza, what do you call him?
McPakes
probably saw something in the Dundee United lineup where he thought he could get more joy with longer balls, but Charlie's a big guy.
Mulgrew?
So in terms of like height, winning balls, it was 1-0 was probably, I think the Dundee United deserved it in the terms of chances. I think they had the better chances, but a good Sunday afternoon derby to watch. It was some tackles, by the way.
Yeah.
Proper old school.
Have you played Dundee this year, Andy?
No,
this year.
Played them last year, didn't you?
A couple of times last year. Good. Second half of the season last year, they went on an unbelievable run. But I think their performances this year have been a lot better than the whatever it is, 2-4 points, whatever they've got.
Yeah.
A couple of games that I've watched them, they played well. Just a final bit, really.
Yeah.
But they've shot a goal scorer.
It was better when it was Griffiths, Cummings, and Sheridan on the pitch at the same time.
I bet you're going to start three strikers most times in the league this year.
But what I'm saying is, what I think with Dundee, so if you stop Lee Griffiths, who else is getting your goals?
They miss Charlie because Charlie in the middle, Charlie Adam, he wants the ball all the time. He'll create things, he'll pass and move, and he's got those little balls over the top and stuff. So he obviously was a big miss. So that was maybe the reason why they kind of bypassed the midfield a few times. But Griffiths will score them goals. Charlie Adam will score them goals, and like you say, the big boy Ashcroft at the back, he just seems to love defending. Yeah. So I think they'll be all right. Like Andy says, 4 points from the opening, it doesn't look great, but there's plenty of games left in the season.
Giant Dundee.
What was your take on it, Paul? You want to tell us what you thought?
You said it was very frantic. But I actually thought, I don't know if this might cause a few eyebrows raised. I actually think it was a bit of atmosphere in Edinburgh Derby.
Oh fuck. I love when you did it.
I don't know if I should have said it.
In terms of what the volume?
Volume, aye.
What, on your telly? Just turn that up for both games then, about the same volume.
I don't mute the end of my dad.
Why, what was your dad doing?
Screaming at me.
Screaming at Apple.
So he moved. No, but what was I going to say there? A giant Dundee, is there a wee danger that they could be at relegation.
I don't have enough, Dundee. I do.
They've got a lot of strong players, haven't they? Because yeah. I think if you look at the both squad lists and team lineups, I think Dundee have got brought up more iconic players than Dundee United.
Well, so, who, Griffiths and Charlie Adam?
Charlie Adam, aye. So, listen, two players. You look at Dundee United, they've got Charlie McGrew, so probably not. But no, I would say so. But listen, it always doesn't go down to paper. Do you know what I mean? So.
What? It always doesn't go down to paper?
On the paper. Doesn't always go down on paper.
Oh, right.
So it's what you do in the pitch, and if you've not got that work rate and desire, then you might...
Oh, probably... it's Tam Tuchel in there,
isn't it? Nah, that's it.
Just take one straight and took off, right. By the way, I need to stop at the Andrew, see the Kipman show. What was that?
I couldn't believe they scored that 80 minutes. He needs to strip the high. He said, there's no chance that man will get a draw.
If said, man get a draw, I'll strip at the Hydro. Because Frank was talking about stripping on a boat or something, and I said, who are you picking? St. Mirren, Hibs, he says, draw.
Mate,
if that's a draw, I'll strip.
Your boat, you can strip at the Hydro, your body's in fine shape.
What I was going to say is, if you stripped on the stage, do you think the jet would be able to smell it through the changing room?
If
that happened, he could rip that radio.
He'll crawl up with the radio.
I think if I stripped at the Hydro.
Fuck up. Where is he? Fuck up.
I think if I stripped at the Hydro, most men would lay that building mortified, thinking,
not a big man.
Mate, you've lost a lot of weight, Kevin.
See the 6 weeks.
Tell you what, you have lost your iron.
Mate, I know. Do you know what? The boy the boy that's sitting with us is sending me one for all the boys, the kids.
Oh, what a guy.
So he asked me last night, Kev, could you wear the jumper on? I says, look, mate, I'll wear it if I can find it. So it was in the washing basket, so I just chucked it on.
It's in the washing basket, so it's stinking.
It's stinking the fucking whatever it is. No fuss, you know me, I'm the fashion icon.
Is that you in the jet? Seriously, is that I'm taking you to school?
It's like that, innit?
Taking him a train, innit?
Still getting an editor on his back.
Great brand. Great brand.
No, it's crap. Do you remember the first
Offsprings?
Do you remember the first Hydro we were going to do? We went for the meeting about it all. And he was to put on about 10 stone. Remember that?
for a cheap joke.
A cheap joke.
I was trying.
Are you going to try and lose weight? At 2 weeks, are you going to try and lose weight for
it? I said I was going, but I've ate more.
Five chippies last week.
I was doing it 100.
I'd rather you'd done that than the Tesco meal deals you have every day. That's not healthy, that. Can't be a dinner, mate.
What, a sandwich for your dinner?
A sandwich, a juice and a packet of crisps, mate, every night for his dinner.
Do you, aye?
I had a pizza crunch last week. Quite nice. Quite good.
Well,
can I just ask you, actually, see what I was talking about? Have you ever, because everybody's had this, see what I said about the jumper I bought for that price? And like pure regret. Have you ever bought something or done something, you're like, what the fuck?
I first went full time, I used to buy the biggest load of shite. My mum had to fucking take control of my money, mate.
It was a one hanging all
shit. I bought a D&G jacket for like 800 quid and it was fucking terrible.
I was the same. I'd go up for Scotland 21 games and pretend I was loaded and rock up to that fucking, what do you call it, up in Edinburgh, Harvey Nicks. Bowl in there and fucking buy cream leather jackets and thought I was the bee's knees.
Imagine having a cream leather.
I had a fucking.
You know what you went to hide
on
it?
I'd love to see you lying naked on a cream leather couch.
True story. When Lynn cream first met me, she met me on a dare.
What do you mean?
I was doing a Shinrah for New Year. Let me get to the story. So what happened was I rocked up to Stranraer thinking, right, it's New Year, I'm going to need to fucking dress the part, get a wee bird and that be sorted. So I bought this cream leather jacket with a Harvey mix, honking right round neck. So I've rolled up with that, fucking trousers and that. And so we're standing waiting on the bells ringing at 12 o'clock. So Lynn was obviously there and her mate said to her, "There's that Kevin Kyle, look at the jacket, it's going to dare you to go and lick it." So she'd come up behind me and fucking lick my cream leather jacket or something, right?
Stuck to it.
And I was like, so I obviously caught her. I was like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "Oh, Nan." And that's how we met.
And then, so what did you just get off on that night?
Nothing happened that night, but 6 months later, I gave her a wee text and said, I'm home for the summer, do you want to meet up? And 16 years later,
she'll be buzzing you told that story.
How did you propose to her?
It was fireworks night, and I drove all the back roads up to Loch Lomond to Duck Bay. Got down in one knee in Duck Bay, and I thought if I go along the back roads, all the fireworks will be going off.
Oh, that's okay. Kevin Kyle.
You were London, mate, weren't you?
London, huh?
That's a hard thing. Phoned our dad, Stuart. I said, "Stuart, I'm going to propose to Lynn, right? Is that all right?" And his words were,
"What about the jet?
Are you fucking stupid?
You're going to leave him?
Jet going to get
going to leave her?"
What about you, Andy? You've obviously got that up and coming soon. Are you on your ideas? No.
Nah, I've not really thought.
You ever proposed to anybody, Paul?
No, but I don't get that. I mean, this is, I'm going to phone her dad.
Oh, you need permission.
Well, you
don't want to marry him, do you?
Need permission.
Fuck that.
By the way, see, talk about worst purchases, you know, I bought DJ decks.
I bought DJ
Andy.
But I'm talking about DJ Andy. I bought speakers, a table.
How much was that?
It was about $4,000 or something. I swear to God.
Were you in your mat selling your mountains?
That's definitely. No, it was when I lived, obviously, in my house myself down in Middlesbrough.
What are you going to play?
Stupidest purchase in the world.
Did you ever play, think?
Do you know what happened? Is like when I was down there, obviously boys that I was pally with, they like new guys that ran the clubs and DJs and whatnot, and there was a DJ down there called Matty Pev, who's pally, he was really close with Woody, and he was like, no, you're just young, innit? You're like, oh, that's how good would it be to be a DJ? And I just went and bought them one day and asked this Matty Pev boy to give me a DJ lesson. Did one DJ lesson, and then it was like about 3 months later, I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
Mate, you need to DJ at the Hydro.
Wow. I don't know how to.
We'll get you lessons.
Worst purchase ever, man.
And then did you then punt them on like eBay or something after
I
it?
Sold them, aye. It's, I don't know how, Gumtree or something. But
did you get anywhere near as what you
no.
did?
Would you ever do like...
Lucky if I got half. Honestly...
I'd love to see it in headset when I'm...
Not a use of them whatsoever.
That is a terrible buy.
Is that you?
What is that?
Worst
D&G jacket?
D&G jacket? I can't think. You should have just got it all the time, mate. Spend my money on that.
I bought a couple of bad pairs of the fucking Evisu jeans back in the day. Evisu cords.
Yeah.
A pair of Evisu cords.
I had them as the trainers as well with them. I remember I had to buy doors for the house.
Doors?
For yeah. Who's your man's house?
Aye, because I went, done my driving test. Failed it. Came home, cracked two holes in my door. I'm doing the B&Q, mate. My mate phoned us, went like, how's your test? I just went back, I'm in B&Q. Two holes right in the door.
I'm not a big... I'm not a big spender. I like designer stuff now. I have been.
No,
I mean, I don't like expensive clothes. I've just never ever done it, and I thought to myself, I'm going to go for it, and it's the worst fucking feeling in the world. Still
but you bought new flares for your mum's house as well, didn't you?
Flares? Aye, flares. Aye, I thought you were going to say a joke there. Yeah. I bought my flares, aye. Uh-huh. Grey ones, all round, marble, grey.
Nice.
Do you felt when you were young footballers that you bought the designer stuff because you felt that's what you, because everybody else had it, you had to do it?
Mate, no, I just love plays. I need to say this as well, man. So now you're saying because you feel as if you need it. When I say for Middlesbrough, I was driving a 12-year-old Volkswagen Polo, it's 1 litre. And the first day I go to training, right, and I swear to God, every car was a Range Rover, a X5, X6, Bentleys, and I'm rattling through this car park in a Volkswagen Polo, mate. And the first thing I thought was, my first month's wage, I need to get a new car. I need to get a new car, just because the feeling I just...
Well,
that was
like,
did anyone slaughter your motor?
But it was like a motor that my mom and dad bought me when I was 17 or 18, obviously, just passed my test.
Stinking,
oh, I'm boofing, mate. Mate, I swear to God, anything over 50 mile an hour, this motor was shaking. And after the first month, I was like, I need to get a new car.
I had that at Rangers. When I rocked up to Rangers, I had a Renault Megane.
DPD van, wasn't it?
0-5, 0-5, so I was at Rangers too, so I was 8 years old. The windows didn't even work, and I used to rock up, and they were like, "What the fuck are you driving?" I said,
"Jake would have loved that."
See this car? I said, "It is the fucking same as your car. It gets me here and back every day." And then one night, it was one of the young boys' weight engagement parties. So fucking Jig went, "Kev, you can pick us all up." I went, "I need ball Jig." So I was like, "Fucking hell, I've got to take the Megane." So I picked up went to Jig's house at Bottle on the Megane, and he's like, "Fuck, it's worth in here." So it was me, Jig, and a couple of other boys. I think might be hot snap. We are coming in this Megane. Jig's like, "I get the window down, sir. The window's been up then." Get up to the fucking
Brucey with all that.
Not a problem.
Get the windies up. Let go of the fart suit.
Not a bad fuck was given.
I'll
tell you what, I was heartbroken. I had to scrap it.
That's what was your first motor? I never started driving till I was 30, mate.
I wasn't giving a shit. Really?
What's yours?
30, I started.
An electric scooter.
33.
That's why you're such a bad driver.
I'm a shite driver. I hate driving, mate.
Every time you're on the motorway, I was like, oh shit, we're going to die.
Nah, every time. I can't drive
this. This is every time.
Jake, I can park here. The space is about that big.
I fucking hate driving. It's the bane of my life, mate.
We're going to die. What a shout, man.
You're going to get yours done again, aren't you?
Aye, hopefully after the high.
Different world doing in England, though, innit?
Aye.
I told you the Beatty one, innit? Beatty's, it was snowing at Celtic Park and he had a Lotus. A Lexus, is it? Lexus, sorry. And at Celtic Park, you know, the big glass window, that's where we used to eat breakfast. And the first team were all sitting eating it, and Beatty's Lotus couldn't get up the hill in the snow. So, mate, they're all out fucking.
Craig Beatty had a Lotus.
Lotus, mate. Hi. No, Alexis. But it was a wee thing, couldn't get up. Mate, they were hammering him the full day. Next day, he came in with an X5.
Did he?
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
That's shite,
to pair, but
embrace it, mate.
They were remember years ago.
How long did it take you before you went and. Did you get a motor off the next major?
It was about like a month or two. Literally, I just went straight to like a Audi garage.
No,
it was an A3. It was an A3. I just went, well, have you got any PCP deals? And then that was it.
I'm going to get a smart car, I think.
Smart cars are nice.
Kill me, I think.
Years ago, back in the day when they had the petrol crisis, when petrol ran out, Don Hutchinson turned up one day on a fucking Vespa moped.
I love that thing.
Mate, Kane drove all the way through Durham. I think maximum speed was 40 miles an hour. He's drove all the way in the first couple of days and he's parked into the gaffer's car park spot.
No way.
Peter Reid's come in and went, who the fuck's this? It was fucking Don Hutch, who's parked the fucking Vespa right in the gaffer spot because Nick couldn't have any petrol. We were all getting lifts, so he had the Vespa was full of petrol.
Love that.
What a guy. He's proper into that kind of mod stuff.
I like all that stuff.
There's always motor pranks in there, isn't it, football?
Nah, the wanker. It's on the car, on the registration plate.
We used to, George McCartney, we'd got his number plates. His nickname was Pigeon. So we got number plates made up called Pigeon. So he was driving about for fucking nearly 3 weeks with the Pigeon. And then one day the police pulled him on and says, no, this is illegal, son. He says, no, how? It's just a number plate. He says, Pigeon. He says, oh, fuck. And that was him. The police had got him.
I know.
Apparently Damon Duff, there was a famous story with him. He walked into Halfords and asked for a number plate Duffer.
Muffer was it, no?
Duffer.
All oh, right.
D-U-F-F-E-R. And he's driving about with Duffer and the boy said to him, you're not supposed to have that. He says, oh, I thought you just got them made up. He didn't know you had the
register
something by. He just went and got Duffer made up and stuck it on the car.
See the big roundabout at Hermiston Gate?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit roundabout. It's massive, isn't it?
Well, Christy Clemens.
Start of season, an unnamed player took Ewan Henderson's car and parked it right in the middle of that roundabout. He's came out for training looking for his motor. He's like, fuck's my motor?
For a wee minute.
A random number gets added to the group chat. Just this picture of his motor just sitting in the roundabout. 1,000 cars from it.
That's
great. His walk to get his car, by the way, walked across the roundabout. That's been the worst thing ever.
That's wow. Unreal, by the way. I love that.
I'll send you the picture to put it on.
Oh, right, last wee bit, Aberdeen beat again. Then a ruck. -2 points in the last 4 games, losing one not St Johnston. Is that the mental fully gone now? Big Ramirez is not scoring. Everything's going wrong.
Go on, see your point.
Aye, John McGlynn, isn't it? He's dethroned him, isn't he?
Mate, I certainly someone in Dundee said to turn the telly off for that. Dethroned.
But you know, I can't keep saying that though, because you can't keep putting that as an excuse. He rested players with Raith Rovers. He shouldn't have done it. But that's weeks ago. The players on the pitch have to stand up for it, and they're not doing it. Mm. And they've got... They've got a good squad of players, Aberdeen. If maybe you'd maybe see it, they're the third best squad in the league. Very close to it. Very close to it.
Nah, not for me. But
it's not far off.
Yeah.
I don't know, but again, I don't think it's boring to keep saying it, but is it these managers maybe need time? I don't know, but the fans wanted this new brand of football. I don't know, mate. I really don't.
Will he get time? Will he get Steven Glass? Say they didn't finish top six this year.
No.
Does he get another year to...
Aye. No. I think so.
You've got to, don't you? Know. I think so as well.
I don't know. But the thing is, Aberdeen's got expectancy levels.
Yeah.
This is the old... Let's go back. Let's
I know, but they should get Kev. That's when he's going to come in straight away and they're going to be brilliant.
But let's reverse it back to how much Aberdeen fans are moaning about Derek McInnes. And they've got Steele and Derek, we're getting out in this. So Derek's now away and they've got Steven Glass. Might not have been the first choice that they wanted. But Aberdeen's back to fans complaining and moaning again. So he'll get time. And I think he's got, like Slaney says, they have got a good squad of players. It's maybe just no found the right system yet that suits them.
They missed Hedges. See every team we played
this year as well. I think Aberdeen's probably impressed me the most.
We've
played.
In terms of how they play?
I don't think we were at our best that day, but the way they played, obviously, as completely different to Derek McKinnon's style, but personnel, players that have brought in, I thought they were good.
Mm-hmm. How does he turn it around then? It is tough for these players, because if you do, these managers, you get a certain way of playing with players and then you go and lose like a Hedges.
Hedges
and you need somebody else in that maybe doesn't fit that, so you need to change. It's tough for these managers. It's not like the top level where you take one out and put a guy with similar ability in.
Yeah. And by the way, listen, it's not the result they're looking for, but they lost to St Johnson. It's not the... Were you that shocked that everybody could have fancied St Johnson could have went there?
They're
and coming
to St Johnson.
St Johnson's a tough side to beat. They've had a slow start as well this season, but they also had a slow start this season last year, and look where they ended up. So for me, losing to St Johnson at home, it's not the worst result in the world, because St Johnson are a good side.
Right, good side.
The only thing I'd say is it looks a wee bit similar to last year where... Domestically, who's going to score them 15-20 goals like Adam Rooney did, like
Craig Brown,
like Sam Craig Cosgrove Brown. Did. I think Ramirez started the season well. Time will tell if he can score the same amount of goals that the boys did.
I'd like to see him get time because I don't think it's fair that you come into a job. Well, like Aberdeen's similar to like Celtic, where a lot of players left, big transition period.
Oh, damn.
And he's got to have the time to try and implement his style of play. And like you say, when you lose a player like Hedges, Hedges is cultured, he's got a great left foot, can open up things. When you lose that type of player and you're replacing them, like they've got Brown, they've got Ferguson, good players. So
as long as they're showing signs, I would say. If you're not showing signs of it.
What is showing signs in like dominating games?
Well, I always take it back to Liverpool with Klopp when he first came in. They didn't win anything. They weren't getting closer and stuff like that, but there were signs you're starting to see. The way they were playing, even when they're going and playing the bigger team, like the big four or whatever, that they were going away and beating them. It was just maybe the consistency wasn't there, but you're like, if they get a few players in, we could really, really see this team going.
Yeah.
But if they're getting beaten, there's no much improvement, or then it'd be hard for them.
They drew one each for Ross County a couple of weeks ago, and then you watch the highlights, I think that's obviously a disappointing result for them, but you watch the highlights, they could have scored five,
yeah,
the amount of chances they had. So that's when you look at it and think, mm-hmm, on another 9 times out of 10 they win that game based on the chances. To be honest, I've not seen the highlights against St Johnstone.
And he's playing young boys, isn't he? He's playing 2 fullbacks.
Great, my boy Ramsey. Yeah.
See the thing I always found, and it's not just in Scottish football, so take away from all the big teams, even like the English Championship, League One, teams that get promoted out of there have a guy that scores 20 goals and they have a nice, solid centre-halves. It's the same in Scottish football. The teams outside dual form, see if you can find a striker that can get you 15, 20 goals a season, you'll finish in the top 6, top 4.
Mm.
There's no many teams in the league. Hibs have got Nisbet. I think Boyce at Hearts will probably get that.
Boyce
out with man. That. Who else is scoring 15, 20 goals for like Aberdeen, Livingston, Motherwells and that? There's no many.
No.
So if you can find somebody that can get you that, that's what gets you into the top 6. That's how I see the likes of Aberdeen progressing.
Will Aberdeen make top 6? Let's put it. I said no to start the season. I'm sure I did.
Aye, they will.
So I'm going
Celtic, Rangers, Hibs, Hearts. No, in any particular order, but Celtic, Rangers, Hibs, Hearts, Motherwell, and now
St.
And then St. Johnstone, Aberdeen. That's for me the fight. So between Motherwell, St. Johnstone, Aberdeen, it's the fight between two or three. Unless one of the other teams.
There's an intellectual in Dundee that will be arguing that.
I think
they were my dark horses at the start of the year, weren't they?
So
good call that, mate.
Started all right, but Motherwell, man, flying. They seem to be the main dark horse so far, but still early,
it's early. It's massive.
See, we say like, can Rangers not be at their best? Could Hibs or Hearts challenge the league? Are you still saying absolutely there's no way?
Well, you need Hibs and Hearts.
Describe challenge for the league.
So could they be within 10 points of Celtic Rangers coming in?
I don't know, because
when was the last thing that happened?
I would be surprised.
I'll go back to 2010 when I played with Hearts. We were sitting at New Year, sitting 3 points off of Celtic and Rangers. It was that close.
Would that finish?
And then we ended up, well, I got injured and then we fifth. So I've not got to bump my gums, but it was down to me. But
was that George Bully's hat?
No, that was the last time it was probably a real contest.
They finished second, did they not, George
Bully's hat? In terms of asking that question, see Hibs and Hearts, if they've got aspirations to be challenging, they need to go. Hibs need to beat St Mirren at home, and Hearts need to be beating Ross County away. That's how I see things.
Mm. Yeah. Just on, you said bump your gums at the dentist, and that part was good. So, you're going to put a complaint into the dentist. What was it you said?
She's going to put a complaint into the tooth fairy.
Like it. Right, last wee bit, English Premier League. I know you love it. We spoke a wee bit during the podcast.
By the way, I'm going to say something, right? I've been anti.
You've been a naughty boy.
The Prem right now is the best in the world. That is, isn't it? This is the best the Prem's been for a long time.
I
agree with Gary
because
Neville.
Because of the players that have came in this summer.
Managers for me. They've got the best managers in the world.
Yes.
And Barca, Real are there in a great place. PSG, I watched the PSG game last night, by the way. That was one of the worst games of football I've seen for a long time. And I'm not joking.
That
didn't involve Wolves. Bayern Munich,
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Dortmund, even Dortmund for me. Are unbelievable. Well, watching Dortmund, man.
Oh, they love.
Aye.
Well, gave you a lot of bond, didn't it?
But Inter Milan, I agree with Gary Neville that the top four in England are in the top 5-6 best teams in the world right now, in my opinion.
Who's the other two?
I'd say Bayern, PSG and Bayern, probably.
PSG and Bayern.
See, the thing with English Premiership is that, like, Ronaldo, I think he tweeted yesterday something like, every weekend's a test, something along the lines, and he's right. Like, it doesn't matter whether you're playing Man United, West Ham, Man United. Look at Brighton. Brighton's up to fourth.
I thought you were talking about a float. You had to take a float test every week.
No, I'm just meaning that, like, every weekend, each team can give you a right tough game. Yeah. It doesn't matter because they're all individually good players. There's some up and coming managers. If you look at the boy Potter at Brighton,
wow, mate, I said about him last year.
Obviously, Billy Reid, give him a bit of credit as well. Billy Reid is number two, and then you've got your top managers like Tuchel, Klopp, Guardiola,
Moise.
Moise, David Moise, what he's doing, Brendan, Bale, like, and then Solskjaer, you chuck his name in, you're thinking,
no fine. Nah.
See if Man United just wanted, see if Man United went and got any of those names and said, they could maybe go.
Solskjaer Conte needs to come in there. Did you hear Solskjaer's interview when they were trying to get Jesse Lingard to sign a new deal? We all know Jesse's a red through and through. Who cares?
I don't know.
What, and what,
why is it turned down then?
Why is the fact that a fan got into them?
I know.
Solskjaer really annoys me, honestly.
I know.
That was actually a good game, though. I watched that game. West Ham are a good team.
West Ham are very good
players. They don't just, they're not like sitting back just hit it long.
100%, mate. 100%. Declan Rice, for me, like last year, we spoke about good enough for England. That Declan Rice is a top player.
Very good.
He's a top player.
Could man, Moyes has
got to the point. Moyes has got to the point where he had Everton that all the years ago, fighting for top six.
Yeah.
He's got West Ham to that level, and like I've got to respect him because when he was asked to keep them up, he says, "Give me the job and see what I'll do." And he's look what he's doing, man.
What about him banging on Martin Noble for to take the penalty?
Ah, sure.
Roy Keane was slaughtering it. Do you agree?
I felt right away when I went, oh no.
I'm the same, mate. I'm the same. But we're talking about the old hindsight. Like if he scores it, there's no issue.
Yeah.
But yeah, 100%. Every single person had the feeling like, oh my god, he's coming on. They'll kick the ball and he's taking the pen in the last minute. But his record for penalties is unbelievable. He scored the last 10. But no, I was thinking, right, so see if it's like the 60th minute somebody does it, you've probably been out warming up, ain't you, at the start of the second half, because you always warm up at similar time. 90th minute,
no, you're not warming,
he's probably
you're
not warmed up for about 15, 20 minutes, and he's thinking, I'm not getting on, it's 90th minute.
And how's your
and then you get
going?
The old...
I feel sorry for the guy.
And it's a poor penalty, by for somebody who's got a brilliant penalty.
If it was a nervous penalty.
Just running out, everybody's watching you coming on to hit it.
That's added pressure on you. Ben,
surely somebody on the park's
got
to grab the ball and just go and take it and take responsibility. That's how I see things. That
I tell you what as well, right, we're talking about like managers and we're all managers, every fucking person on Twitter's a manager, I know that for a fact, but Solskjaer, right, when it's one each, he takes off Pogba, keeps on Fred McTominay, he took off Pogba, and I was thinking, surely that's a crazy decision, man. I was like, that's mental, but then end up scoring in the last minute, so I suppose you got it right.
But did you see your Phil Jones thing, what he said about keyboard warriors? He says, my career will be over, I'll be sitting on a beach somewhere and they'll still be sitting in their man's room with Port Noodle tweeting.
Who said that?
Phil Jones is cracked. Ferdinand
gave Jones a bit, didn't he?
Right. Aye.
Ferdinand came out slaughtered, Phil Jones.
I know, but he's right though. Phil Jones is 1,000,000% right.
Oh, so social media, those they're experts at every profession in the world.
He says, well, I'm a model for Gucci, they'll all still be sitting in their
but see, social media, right, as
so
bad
Phil
as good as
he's going to be a model for Gucci. Jones, Phil Jones, that's what he says, when I'm a model for Gucci, they'll still be sitting in their
social media. Can be a good thing, but you see, when you're on social media, just have your opinion and say it correctly. Don't hide behind shenanigans, just say it.
Some
people prefer just to be honest about it.
You've been on a social media argument?
I've been on a social media argument.
Told you,
the fucking history last night. Right, let's get this wrapped up because I'm fucking. I'm
he's got a complaint today.
I've got a Tooth Fairy. I've got to phone the Tooth Fairy tonight. See what's going on with that difference that come along.
Was it the Chelsea manager? Sorry, he was going to bring on the goalie, wasn't he?
Aye,
I'm
right.
He's like,
I'm not coming
out.
Who was the goalie that came on
in
the
Euros?
Bit lost.
The Euros a few years back.
Chelsea.
No. To save the penalties.
Tim Krul and Chelsea.
There you go.
It happened in this. It happened in the summer there, did it?
It happened as well in the summer.
Who's that?
But when Tim Krul came on, he did save the penalties to actually get Haaland through. And he was at Euros, I'm sure it was. I might be wrong.
It was a world.
Mate, it happened in the Euros there in the summer. 100%.
Tim Krul looks like he could be Ed De Hoy's boy.
Aye.
Didn't he?
It's got you some
remember Ed
De Hoy?
For Chelsea
boy?
The Tash.
How do we fit a figure
him? Tash.
Krul does look like he could be his boy, didn't he?
We see that man make Kepa. Mate, see if you're a manager, you're
running on and dragging him up.
You're
running around the side of the
pitch. Mate, Sarri started walking down the tunnel. Remember when he walked back? Fuck's he gone?
Mate, he made an arm sit down that, didn't he?
Oh, mate, he's thinking when he's walked like that, I need to go back. No, so we just kept walking out. See, if it's horrendous for Kepa though. Came off, like, what are you doing?
Have you played any goalies that are brilliant at saving penalties? Your goalie's fucking never near the last five, honestly. You threatened him at me, you've got to save a penalty or what?
No, I don't think I've ever played with anybody that was. great at penalties. I think it's just, I genuinely think with a penalty, a goalkeeper should have no chance.
See if you actually stand on a penalty spot, right, in front of goal, you're thinking, how can you miss?
How can you miss?
But your leg turns it shite, doesn't it, when you
it turns like jotters, doesn't it? It turns to a bag of shite when you go hit it. Do you always smash a penalty?
No, that was a Paul Scholes. Scholes he smashed it all the time, didn't he? In the middle.
Michael Ballack, remember, he used to smash it.
Remember Zidane's chipping out final?
Brilliant.
Oh my God.
I always think if you hit a good penalty, it should never miss, but if a goalie goes early, they've got a chance of saving a good penalty. So see the old modern day penalty. How many players look at the goalie and just
Tony done it the weekend, mate?
Neymar done it, didn't he, last night?
Throwing the ball at it, no one at the ball.
Remember the Yak's penalties, Jakubu?
Yeah, the Yak. I loved Jakubu, didn't he? He was a heavy hole, wasn't he? Last wee bit, Guardiola fell out the fans, didn't he? Mate, there's only 38,000 there at a Champions League game.
But what he was saying was right, but he's not saying, obviously, people are saying, you know, it's disgraceful for you, because this time people have not got money, not up with COVID and stuff, not got all the money, but he's not meaning that. He's meaning, like, we need to be all in it together. Do you know what I mean? So when the fans here, like, players get a reaction when there's fans there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because, see, like, we're talking about, like, we talked about last season when there's not a lot of fans, there wasn't any fans there, that you... that next week level intensity is no there.
Yeah.
And the fans bring that. Do you know what I mean? And
they had a full hush and drew 0-0 with Southampton.
I know.
But mate, it is it not a fortune for a ticket at Man City, huh?
That's the thing I was going to say, Simon. Big club, big finances, right? No, the biggest of fan bases by all accounts. Because this is not just a one off, this happens quite regularly. So if the boys that own it from Dubai, whatever, Sheep Mansour and stuff, they're very into being the community. They're trying to make Man City this big community club, a club for all. Well, why don't they rejig the prices to allow people to come? Why don't they say to schools, we're going to give the schools free tickets to come, make it a 38,000?
Yeah.
I just, like, make it a full 40, whatever it is, full capacity. Because that's what other clubs do.
No, but did you know
it's more, that's actually modern day football, though, at every stadium.
But is it? Because Bayern Munich and Dortmund are so cheap, aren't they?
Germany is the one. They've got the lowest average rate season ticket price. But even in Scotland, mate, you could be paying 45 quid, 35 quid some games to.
But Man City,
Brighton, do you know he's raging that when he sees the prices of tickets for Chelsea fans?
Oh, mate.
I mean, you grew up in Brighton, mate.
He'll be absolutely fuming, man.
He'll be sick with that.
Wouldn't he?
What would you pay for a Premier League game? I never think football should be any more than 40
quid. I think
25 quid for an adult and 15 quid or something, or 10 for a kid.
Yeah.
I think that's reasonable.
And then the prices in there.
Because let's
How are fruit and pastels £2 fucking 50 in a football stadium? But if you shop next door at 99p, that blows my mind. How the fuck can that work?
I swear to God as well. See, if you're buying a burger, you'd be expecting a fucking gourmet burger with the prices they come out.
I know.
Cardboard, man. Cardboard buns.
It's like someone's came out of Bush's ass.
If you eat at a football stand, then.
Need Ravy Davy to do a football stadium review. You ever seen Ravy Davies? Reviews?
Kelly Pye's worth.
Kelly Pye's
worth. Kelly Pye's are good.
Were those good as what they said they were?
Aye, 100%.
Was it Steve? There's a chip in it. Was it Steve Bruce gets a fart supper?
A fart supper.
Fart supper. Part of the era.
Mushy peas.
A Bovril, but he empties the Bovril first and just rips one out, puts it on back on.
No, I think he keeps the Bovril on it and farts so the Bovril
bubbles up. People hate that shout. I love it.
Hey, that's us.
Aye.
Right, you rehearsing now?
Rehearsing, aye.
Yeah. Let's go.
We're done in 2 minutes then.
No, damn lads.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.